And now, a commentary from Chris Fitzsimon, the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
Something is missing in all the wrangling between House and Senate leaders trying to reach an agreement on a new state budget, a sense of perspective. House leaders are rightly concerned that the Senate plan to give teachers a big raise would fire many classroom teachers and teacher assistants, more than 6,000 in the latest Senate offer. But the budget approved by the House and Senate last year and signed by Governor Pat McCrory did the same thing, only worse. The 2013 budget ended funding for 3,800 teacher assistants and 5,200 teachers. That's 9,000 classroom jobs eliminated. That budget also ignored teachers' call for a raise, a move lawmakers defended, with some claiming teachers have it pretty good, even though a teacher in North Carolina has to work 16 years to make a $40,000 a year salary. But this year, lawmakers are all for a teacher raise, and House members are defending teacher assistants at every turn. What's the difference between this year and last? Well, this is an election year. Funny how that works. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.